Blog Talk Radio.
Evening and happy Thursday to everyone. This beautiful May 19, 2020. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight for our show, Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And I'm so happy that you all have decided to join us tonight. Before we get started, I just do want to say that, of course, we're using technology. If the internet goes out or the phone goes out or whatever goes out, you know our show will go out as well. And so we'll try our very best to get back on to have this great conversation. Again, thank you all so much for listening to our show every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. As I said, I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. I'm flying solo tonight because Francine Humphrey, who's basically the founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and Issues Concerning Women, is not going to be here with us tonight. So, of course, you know, I've done this before, and so it's just going to be me. So before we get into our show tonight, let me just talk a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we'll jump right in. Hopefully we don't have any technical difficulties tonight. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. The micro nonprofit network, founded by yours truly, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. And now we're extending that to small child care provider businesses. And so definitely want to throw that out there. And we offer advocacy to serve for services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstration, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy program. We are dedicated, this is Francine and I, to making a difference in the community. Our mission is to create economic independence, and boy, do we need it now for everybody, for women, for men, for families, and providing a voice to those who otherwise would not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. You may contact Francine Humphrey at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org, and you can contact yours truly at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, and you can find all the information that you need to know. Before I dive into our, you know, we only have 30 minutes in our show, and so what I want to make sure is that we are really, really giving you all nuggets of great information, but I definitely want to just take a moment of silence for the lives that were lost in Buffalo, so savagely lost because of hate of people that of African American descent. It's crazy. I don't have words, and so I would like for us to just take a moment of silence for our sisters and brothers that were gunned down in Buffalo, New York. Thank you. Tonight, what we're doing and what we'll be talking about is, it's been something that's been, you know, in my heart for a while. It's about trust in business and being able to work with those who basically sort of kind of have the same mission that you have, but you want to build a relationship with them, but you know that you got to build trust first. And so this is kind of where we're going tonight, really talking about what do we do in terms of trusting each other in business, because trust is a big thing, and you all know this. Without the trust, some shenanigans always happen. People always get hurt. And then we begin to outwardly discuss the stuff, whether we do it on social media and all our platforms that we have, or whether we're gossiping to one another about it because we were injured because our trust relationship in business with some other business person or entity was disrupted. And we felt we were betrayed. And so I wanted to take a moment, because that's been on my mind now. I put something out on Facebook the other day that basically, if you're in a circle and that circle is really not supporting you and not really behind you, you're always the one putting out, you really need to then find another circle. Because what that circle is telling you is that they're not going to be supportive of you. And then I had a conversation with another business partner today. She said, you know what? We're going to stop doing free stuff, because what people will do is just take advantage of that. You offer it to them free, they show up or don't show up and all that stuff. But now that you get it to them free, they won't pay for it later. So I got to thinking about that. I really got to thinking about that. And so I really said, man, are there people that was doing that I thought there was a trust relationship with? And so anyhow, tonight, basically, that's what we're going to be talking about. So I put some steps. You know, when I usually do this, I always have some steps, or I really want us to really talk about, dig in there with some points. And so step one, I said, when building a business relationship, spend time getting to know one another. I remember listening to T.D. Jakes some months ago, maybe a year or two ago. You know, it's been crazy since the pandemic. But I heard him say, build relationships first and resources will come. And in all of my trainings and everything that I do, that's what I say. I want to build relationships with you first, because I want to get to know, what are your intentions? What are your motives? What is your agenda? Why are you here? Why do you want to get with me? What is on your heart and mind? I was having a conversation with a young lady just yesterday, and I was saying to her that one of the things that I want to do is really, really, really get to know you, get to understand who you are. Before we go anywhere else, let us get to know one another. And I think that's what we have to do. You got to spend time getting to know people. Because what happens if you go after money first? I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself. If you go after money first, then basically you already know that that's what it was. This was a this thing was all about the money. Wasn't concerned about you or anything. And you really realize that person really just wanted me for my stuff. And that sounds like sometimes intimate relationships. You know, you're in a relationship with somebody only because they got the money, only because they got the house, only because they got the car. But when all that stuff is gone, somehow or another, you're gone. Trust is certainly broken, because people were thinking you were there for another reason. And in business, spend time getting to know someone. Spend time with them. Go to lunch with them. What do they like? What are their families like? What do they want to do? How are they going to help the community? What are you going to do about some of the societal issues that's out here that's in business we addressing, whether it be for profit or nonprofit? Get to know people first, and then, how does your missions line up? Whether it's for profit or not, regardless of whatever business that you're in, even if it's families, you should have a mission. How does the mission align with yours? Why are you wanting to partner? I'm going to talk about partnerships in a second, but why do you want to do that? Because you got to understand that mission is important, and if their mission is not in alignment with yours, why are you partnering? Why are you getting in relationships with them? Because there's going to be a trust issue. Because I'm sitting up trying to figure out what do you want? If we are here to empower women and girls, and you're talking about boats and all of this, I'm just using as an example, y'all. How does that align? And you have to help me to understand, because, again, are you coming just because I got the girls and the women or what? So this is what I'm talking about, and this is really, you all, it's been on my mind heavily over the last month or two, building business trust relationships. And, of course, I'm old school, and I think you all know that when Francine and I have had these conversations, oh, my God, how long have we been on the air? And Francine, of course, has probably been doing issues concerning women probably at least 10 years, close to it, if not 10. And then, of course, I came along with my 2 cents worth and added to it. And so, you know what, we're old school, but there are things that we say and do that basically is relevant for this time. And so it's important to build business relationships so that trust will come. So before I get to point two, before I go to point two, let me give you this one as well. Don't talk money first. I think I said that. When I heard T.D. Jakes say, really build a relationship first and the resources will come, I got it immediately. Because what he was saying is that if you chase the money, the relationship is, if you had to build the relationship, the bigger dollars could have come. We could be just going after a few little dollars right now, but you're so intense on getting the dollars that you are not building relationship, because the bigger dollars are coming down the road, the bigger contracts are coming, the bigger events are coming. But because we don't have relationship, and because we're not trusting one another, we hit a stumbling block. So don't talk about money first when you're doing this. Say, hey, what are your concerns with the community? What is it that you want to do? What do you see your business in the next 5 years? How are you helping people? What are your concerns? What are the things that sort of kind of kept you up at night? How do you see us working together? So these things are very important, especially if you're just getting started. You a new business person, and you want to get ahead. Learn to build relationships, because it's so important. And when you're building relationships, people can build trust with you. When they know that your word is your bond, like the young lady said the other, that's what my mama used to say. We don't necessarily say that anymore. We just say anything and do anything, you all. And that's where trust gets fractured. And so we got to figure out how to do that and be better business persons. So that's point to step one, shall I say. I'm going to say point one. But and then the sub points up underneath of that. But let me again just shout out Francine Humphrey, the president of Issues Concerning Women, and the founder of Issues Concerning Women, and the host, of Issues Concerning Women. And of course, I'm her co-host, but she's not here tonight. But if you need to contact her, you can always go to icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org and to find out more information about it. We stopped putting our telephone numbers out there because we started getting weird calls, y'all. And so we stopped doing that, and we said, hey, if you're real serious, take the time out to go find out about us. Send us an email first and text us or do whatever. But basically, go to our website to get all the information. So if you need to contact Veronica McMillan, you can go to info@the micro nonprofit network or email me at info@micro nonprofit network.org or go to our website at micro nonprofit network.org. That was a lot said, y'all. That was a whole bunch being said on that one. But that's a way to contact us if you're serious, because again, we always say only serious inquiries. Why are we got so much shenanigans? Okay, but we're not talking about that tonight. Let's get back to building business trust. Point two. Allow time to learn each other. Simply what I'm saying is give yourself some time to get to know that person. That's what I was saying to the young lady that I was speaking to, because she was talking about mentorship and wanting to. She does something in Charlottesville. We're here in the Chesapeake, Virginia Beach area, and I wanted her to know that Point Blank, Jump Street, all the stuff. I begin with relationship building. I'm getting to know who you are. When's your birthday? You know, what's going on? I mean, you don't have to go and tell me your life story, but I think through time you get to know that. Through time you get to see and hear a person's heart. You get to see how they interact with people. You get to see who are their colleagues, who are they hanging around. You get to see what are they posting. What are they saying? Are they is it negative or are they negative? You find all of that out. Allow time to do that. There's a scripture in the Bible, seed, time, and harvest. So you're going to plant it, and then you're going to give it really the time to reap a harvest. And that's the same thing in business. In the nonprofit world, it really takes you about 8 to 10 years to really, really get your sea legs in. And then we've heard for most people the first 5 years, you know, that is the grind time because you're learning so much, and most people don't make it to the fifth year because it's so hard as a startup business unless you have somebody that's got a treasure trove of monies, you know, laid up somewhere. And typically that's not happening for small businesses. Persons who want to start out as entrepreneurs, they don't have that. So they have to give time in their business. You got to allow time to learn others. It's so important. Take it from this old school girl. Stop rushing relationships. It does not do you well. And we all know this. You know, you find somebody, oh, he cute, she cute, and then you realize, oh, they a devil. You realize that. So take your time. So in business, it's that same thing. Allow time to learn each other. And then find out where you all are different. You know, find out, because, again, You need people who are in your circle who are different than you. What do you bring to the table? Know what your value is, and where are we different? Because it is in that space where there is a possibility that there's a great partnership that can happen. But when we're finding out where we're different, I can see am I willing to trust this person? Am I willing to, you know, spend this time with this individual? Because when you do that, you find out where you all are different at. Because, again, if I'm the one that's, let's just say, is mentoring, and you're mentoring, what's the difference in your mentoring program and mine? What's the difference in your product and mine and services and all, whatever it is? Find out that. Because that could be a marriage made in heaven, or it could be something totally off the radar. You don't want to deal with that. So you got to really, really, really take those moments and find out where you're different at. And then here, I mentioned T.D. Jakes a lot because I watch him. I think he's just a wise pastor. He has wisdom beyond his years. And something that he said, he was given a conversation in his leaders conference that he does every year that I was supposed to go to that I missed. And no excuses, but I missed it. He said in when he was talking to this group of individuals, he says, how do you treat people when you think you don't need them? He really, in business relationships and getting to trust individuals and what have you, he watches how you interact with people that you think you don't need. Because you all know how we do this. When we think we don't need anybody, and I hate to say this, is that we see them as beneath and below us. That they're not on our level. So I don't need you. And so I'm going to treat you like a dog. I'm going to treat you in a way that's disrespectful. I'm going to treat you in a way that's shameful and bitter. And that's what we see in the world today. Look at what is going on in the world. It's a sad state. It's a sad state that we're in. I did forget to mention Ukraine. I don't ever want to forget Ukraine in my prayers as well. And I ask that we lift Ukraine up as well, because we're seeing the onslaught of what Russia is doing. Russia thinks these people are nothing, that he doesn't need the Ukrainians. And in business, I think sometimes we don't build relationships with people because we think, oh, my God, I don't need them. I'm beneath them. There's something about the way you treat other people that impacts trust. That impacts trust, and it's a crazy thing, and we don't think about it from that perspective. But that's what he said, and when he said it to the group, and I could see them in the room like, That's deep. Because of the fact that if I'm treating the person, and we've all seen people on the side of the road with signs and all of that stuff, you know, do you give them money, throw the money out to them on there, spit on them, throw, you know what I mean, crazy stuff? Because you think, oh, they are so beneath me. But never, you never know a person's life to turn around. And the person that was holding the sign now has a multi-million dollar business. And you're having to step to that person, and they recognize you. Hey, remember when I was on the side of the road? I remember your car. I remember you spitting at me. I remember because you're doing that because you didn't think that there was a need for that person. The Bible, you know, I got to mention the Bible because I believe in God, and I'm not going to get off of that. Talks about us having respect of persons, and I know that we do this. We say it in church. Oh, we don't have respect. Yes, you do. In a lot of churches, you do. You got respect of persons, and we have to. This causes us to turn around and have to examine ourselves, y'all. What are you doing? What are you saying? How have you been treating people? That's important. It really is. And when you start sitting down, think about this stuff. You know, you have moments where you have to just sit down with yourself. I started reading Viola Davis's book, Finding Me, and it is fascinating. In parts of her book, I found myself. And so what I'm saying to you all, point two, is allow time in so that you can get to know these individuals that you're going to be working with. Because, again, this could ruin your business or make your business. So if you get to know them, get to know where are we different? How are you and I different in our business concepts? Because I want to know that I can trust you. If this is your brand and that's my brand, I want to know if we come together, that's what makes us collaborative partners, is that we understand that and we respect each other and we know that we have to treat people fairly. We got to love people. We just got to do it. We just got to do it. We got to figure out how to do that, y'all. I don't think we know how to do that well either. So that's important, and especially building that trust relationship. Because once the trust is gone, you all know that some people it is never regained, it's never repaired, and that you know that feeling that you get when you know I've been betrayed, our trust has been betrayed. It's hard. You see them differently when that happens, and so we got to figure out in business how to be better at what we're doing, and how do we be trustworthy business? How do we be business that has integrity? How do we be businesses that care about our community and authentically mean it? You know, so it's important that we do. Again, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. Our show topic is Building Business Trust. If you need to reach out to me, you can reach out by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. If you need to contact Francine Humphrey, you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to her website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. I'm on point three, y'all, because we're getting close to the, you know, as we get close to the end of this thing, that time, so I'm starting to look at the time like, oh, my God, I got 6-7 minutes left, and I'm going to recap all of this stuff for you all so that you'll have it. But you know with that when we do a show, what we like to do is just drop nuggets, take your little I'm still using pen and paper, everybody. Take your pen and paper, and I know some people are using their laptops and their tablets and phones and all that stuff. I'm still old school, went to a meeting the other night, and we were talking about organization. But anyhow, let me give you this third point. Third point here, are you collaborating or are you partnering? And that's the difference. We were, again, I keep sharing with you all my experiences that I've had this week on a call, and they were talking about there is a difference between collaborating and partnering, because I'm going to partner with those individuals that I trust. I will collaborate, but my partnerships, I should know for real that you got my back and I got your back. Collaborating meaning, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. You all come on out. We shout you all out. You all shout us out. You talk about your product. I talk about my. I give you that. We're gonna build a flyer together. But in partnership, we may be sharing money. We may be sharing people that we serve. We may be doing a lot together. And I really got it. Trust you to be in partnership with you, because again, all of us know what it feels like for trust to be broken. And for a lot of us, you know, we say, shoot, I'm not going down that road again. But we have to, because we got to learn to forgive and we got to learn to let go. So when there is in partnership, and I would say that basically making sure that you really have a good MOU, which is a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, whatever that you all are calling it, just make sure that you have that in place and let it spell out everything between the two organizations, the two business, the two companies. Because when you have that and you're saying, hey, let's put this together, especially when you have grants, in the grant world, this is oftentimes what you got to have. You just got to have it because they want to say, okay, business number one said that they're going to do all of this. Business number two said they're going to do all of this. And you two are coming together, signing off on this and saying, this is what we're going to do. And that requires a whole nother level of trust to say, hey, sign your name on the line, on the dotted line, on the straight line, or whatever line it is, electronic line, because we do so much now with DocuSign and all of the stuff that we now have. But this is kind of how we're going to do this. Let's make this be a covenant between the two of us, and we're going to sign on it. And I know covenant we see that a lot in the biblical terms. But basically in relationships, and it's a trustworthy relationship, because you're spelling out everything. If there's money in there, you're saying, you're going to get $50,000, I'm going to get $50,000. You're going to drive the van, we're going to provide the space. We're going to collaborate on the event, I'm providing the music, you all are providing the food. It's very clear, we both have been doing it, and we've been doing it so well together. There's a level of trust come. Now I'm not sitting up here worried about it. When we put that thing together, everything is there, to the point where in some places an MOU is not needed. We just said, you know, we're going to do this. But to get to that space and place, you know, I'm going to have to know you inside out, been working with you. Know that, you know your kids' birthdays, you know, coming to eat over your house, and not saying that sometimes relationships that doesn't fall apart as well, because they do. But my point here is that be very clear about what it is that you're doing and make sure you fully understand each other's part. Because I think sometimes this can get out of hand and breaks the trust bond. When we don't fully understand, I had a call today, said I'm calling because we need to sit down, and this is true, about an event that we're going to be doing, and I want to make sure that we're clear on every part. Because then that way, people don't come back and say, well, I thought you were going to do that. No, you didn't say you were going to do that. I said I was going to do that. No, that's not what you said. Fully understand, this is my part. That is your part. And that's sometimes why a MOU or MOA is written, so we can sit down and say, okay, we're sitting at the table. Let's read through this. Let's read through all of the things that we said that we're going to do. Do you have your stuff? Do I have my part? And do we fully understand? Yes. And communicate truthfully and honestly with each other. This stuff that people, I said this the other day, this easy lying now scares me. To the point where it's going to take me a moment, like, hey, I'm going to do this. I got three or four partners, and those are the ones that I really, 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 really go in with, y'all. And so anyhow, let me run through with these few little steps, these few minutes that I got. Number one, building your business, spend time with people. Two, allow time to learn each other. Three, are you collaborating or partnering? It's so important. When you do that, you can build trust. I'm Veronica McMillan. It has been my absolute honor to be with you all tonight. Go out and do something good. Say your prayers for Buffalo. Take care, and we will see you all next week. God bless you. Do something good. You know, that's what I say. Do something good out there because the world needs us. Shine your beautiful light so that people can see what you're doing in your business, in your nonprofit, for your families, for your communities, for the world. I love you all. Take care. Bye-bye now.